Beloved radio friends, in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior, we welcome you to the ministry of God's precious Word. Once again, and for our conclusive message, we will consider the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've had the privilege and the joy of considering the reality of that blessed return, the rapidity of our Lord Jesus coming for His saints, and our responsibility, whether saved or whether unsaved, toward the coming again of the Savior. For our final conclusive message, we will consider the eternal blessing and the eternal result, which will be the final outcome of the return of the Lord Jesus. For our message, we go to the book of the Revelation, chapter 21. We read what God by the Spirit describes as being the eternal state, which will be the portion of blessing for those who are saved, and also, on the other hand, the eternal judgment of those who will be found in eternity unsaved. In chapter 21 of the Revelation, we read the words beginning at verse 1, John saying, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them. They shall be His people, and God shall be Himself with them, and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. May God bless the reading and the hearing of this blessed portion, true, righteous, and eternal from the Word of God. We come to the closing thoughts concerning the return of the Lord Jesus. We pass by many events that could in the prophetic teaching be considered. And we come to that finality which is called the eternal state. When we have in verse 1 of our chapter in Revelation 20, the creation of a new heaven and a new earth, when the former one will have passed away, according to the prophecy of Peter in Second Peter, chapter 3. And by a definite act of divine creation, when the present heaven and earth is removed, the new heaven and the new earth will be the scene of God's theocratic kingdom. That dissolution of the present heaven and earth was foretold in the Old Testament as well as in the New. But as we look at the new heaven and the new earth, there is no sea in that new eternal scene. The restless, destructive, and separating elements of nature will never exist in that new eternal scene. Verse 2 tells us of the glory of that new Jerusalem, the holy city taking its place in that great, glorious eternity, with its bridal glory unchanged, and in eternity, the beloved church of our Lord Jesus will enter into eternal blessedness, rest and joy with her beloved Savior who purchased her with His precious blood. Verse 3 tells us that God will be dwelling with His redeemed people forever. What a joy to recognize it. He will be with His redeemed people forever. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, meaning abide with them forever. They shall be His people. God Himself shall be with them and be their God. What a tabernacle. What an eternal dwelling place in eternity. And the eternal fulfillment of God's own longing heart, together with the longing heart of His redeemed people. Verse 4 will declare to us so blessedly the eternal consolations of those who will be there. My beloved believer, if you are looking forward to the coming of the Lord, if you are waiting for the deliverance from this scene of trouble and trial, listen to the consolations of the redeemed. Those consolations to be ministered by God Himself. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. What a joy to know that. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no crying, neither shall there be any more pain, and all the former things pass away. The sorrows of death, trial, weeping, pain, and sin, and all the fruit of sin, removed forever. This will be the final result of Christ's atoning death. Sorrow began in Genesis chapter 3, when sin came into the world. Sorrow ends in Revelation chapter 21, as we have read. But thank God that in between the beginning and the ending of all sorrow, we read in Isaiah 53 that the man of sorrows was on the tree of Calvary, crucified for our redemption. And then we have the eternal blessedness of the redeemed. The glories of that new creation will be ours forever. God declaring in verse 5, "Behold, I make all things new." Those glories never to be destroyed. Twill be the final consummation of all the purposes of God. Those glories are given by God freely, gratuitously, without any money and without any price upon your part and mine. And God tells us how they can become ours. I quote the words of 2 Corinthians 5:17. "If any man be in Christ, new creation." Ah, beloved, may I raise the question, and it's been the question we have mentioned over and over. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Have you been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? When you come to the Savior, you become a member of that blessed new creation to come, and you will have the joy of being encouraged to go on with the Lord and for the Lord on the way to that eternal glory which we shall enjoy forevermore. May I quote the words at the end of verse 6, so precious? God giving an invitation, "I will give unto him that is the first of the fountain of the water of life freely." My beloved, please note, it's not just a drink. God offers you the fountain of life, the fountain of the water of life. And what does it cost? Without money and without price, it is given by Him freely. Truly the word of God at the end of this blessed book says, "Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." And may I suggest, my beloved, if you will so do that, you will enjoy the blessings and the result eternal of that new creation forever and ever. Not for a day, not for a year, not for 10 years, not for a century, not for a millennium, but for all eternity, endless ages to come, being blessed in the new creation of God. My beloved friend, I beg of you to consider, the end of your life will come, and you may find your termination even more suddenly than that, by the coming of the Lord, which has been our theme of study. Are you ready to meet Him? For oh, may I point out that eternity is not only a blessed place called heaven for the redeemed, but there is another place called the lake of fire for those who are lost. Oh, may I appeal to you to listen to these solemn words in verse 8. The opposite, the eternal separation of those who have never been forgiven. Listen to the words. But the fearful, the unbelieving, all those who will not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the abominable, the murderers, and the worldly filled, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, meaning the drug addicts, the idolaters and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. May I interject the thought of these words to you, my friend, by saying this. If you will come, if never you have before, if you will come to the Lord Jesus Christ and confess yourself a guilty, hell-deserving sinner, if you will confess that the Lord Jesus alone upon the cross of Calvary, according to God's Word, paid the penalty to save you from eternal hell by dying for your sins there, and declares that the shedding of His blood can wash away your sins, and you can be forgiven. Now, if you believe you're a sinner, if you will believe that the Lord Jesus is the only Savior, and if you will come to Him and receive Him now, you will never have your place in hell. You will have your place in the glory of that redeemed and new creation. But oh, may I say solemnly, at the end of all the purposes of God, there's to be an eternal separation of all humanity. Some will be blessed forever. Others will be abiding in their abominable sins, just as they went out into eternity, fearful, unbelieving, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, liars. My beloved friend, may I say, if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll wash away your sins. And instead of being numbered with those who go to eternal hell, you will have the joy of being redeemed and washed whiter than snow through the precious blood of Jesus to be in heaven. My friend, Jesus is coming. I've said before you today what will be the eternal results at the end of time. Now we raise the question, eternity, eternity, where will you spend eternity? 'Tis heaven or hell for you and me. Make now your choice. Which shall it be? Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, some dear soul, yea, many souls, will bow at the feet of the Savior now and trust His precious blood for their redemption. In His worthy name we ask it. Amen.